It's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. As Hollywood rolls out the Oscar hopefuls over the next 2 months, there's a curious thread developing. Many of these films are set against the backdrop of wars, to be precise, British wars, from the cavalry's charge of World War I to the naval attack to reclaim the Falkland Islands.
Simonson, we have secured the beachhead.
Your Argentinian troops are demoralized and ill-equipped.
Our Bob Mondello is here with a preview of these British war stories. Bob, from Coriolanus to War Horse to Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, something's going on here.
I felt like I was getting a sort of a seminar in British thinking about warfare through the ages. It's actually been a fairly interesting period. It's all over the place.
Okay, let's start with a Spielberg film, War Horse. This is coming out on Christmas Day. It's set during the First World War. And this is the story of a horse's journey through the British cavalry. Let's hear a clip.
Look at that horse. Look at the muscles he's got. Them long legs. They're made for running horses. Running away from danger.
Running away is all they have. And yet we taught them opposite. Running into the fray. War horse.
Yeah.
War horse.
Now, this is a really smart horse. Mm-hmm. The regiment that he's put with is not as smart. they head into war, at least in the initial battle, really stupidly.
Numbers?
About 600 infantry.
Twice our size.
Regiments of horse and men, the advantage is ours.
We have surprise on our side, but the sooner we move, the better. We have no assurance it'll still be there tomorrow morning.
Right.
Well, so much for surprise, because the Germans retreat to an array of machine guns and unload on the Brits.
What? Did you think that a garrison on open ground would go undefended? Look at yourself! Who do you think you are?
Now, as far as I'm concerned, this is a really interesting children's view of what war is all about.
It's based on a children's story, right?
That's right. War Horse is a children's story. It also inspired a current Broadway show. And it is kind of a simple look at war. And there's actually a scene in the middle of the film where the German forces and the British forces are looking across a sort of a no man's land and decide to team up to help the horse. Mm-hmm. Now, what I kept on thinking was, this is all very civilized, and I guess that is how I picture warfare back in that era.
All right, let's talk about the next film. This is about a different war, the Cold War, my personal favorite war, Bob. Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. This is the remake, of course, of that classic BBC miniseries that came out in the 70s, starring Alec Guinness, of course. This time, you have Gary Oldman, and he is playing the lead role of George Smiley.
We're not so very different, you and I. We've both spent our lives looking for the weaknesses in one another's systems. Don't you think it's time to recognize there is as little worth on your side as there is on mine?
Oh, wow. Here is just pure Cold War paranoia. And by the way, Bob, I noticed that John le Carré, who wrote the novel, was a producer on this.
And apparently quite likes what Gary Oldman is doing with the part. This is a picture about war where everything is covert, everything. There are almost no guns in the course of the story. And it's intriguing because, again, if you go from what warfare had been to the previous generation to this, which is everything undercover, everything covert.
In the shadows.
Yeah, in the shadows. It's a different look at what warfare is like. And it actually explains where we're going with the next picture.
Which is a film about a stalwart of the Cold War, Bob, Margaret Thatcher, played by Meryl Streep in the film The Iron Lady. Let's hear a little bit of her performance.
No matter how I've tried, and I have tried, to fit in, I know I will never be truly one of them.
You've got it in you to go the whole distance.
Absolutely.
What? Prime Minister? Oh, no. No, no. In Britain, there will be no female Prime Minister. Yeah, not in my lifetime. No.
This, to me, Bob, was a pitch-perfect performance.
Isn't she amazing?
Incredible.
And there are places where you can't see her at all, where you don't see Meryl Streep at all. You just see Maggie Thatcher.
It's amazing.
Yeah, she's pretty incredible.
And I would say, Bob, it's certainly a sympathetic portrayal of Thatcher, and her critics may not like it, but it's not entirely uncritical. I mean, you come away from this film thinking that this was a person who was totally convicted. I mean, she believed in what she believed in. But of course, it didn't always work out.
Yes, exactly. And she really pushed things. And actually, this particular war was a really good example of that. I mean, at one point, the Americans were very upset with her. What is she doing, you know, gallivanting off thousands of miles away in this little tiny island where there are almost no Brits? And she says,
just like Hawaii, I imagine.
I'm sorry.
1941, when Japan attacked Pearl Harbor, did America go cap in hand and ask Tojo for a peaceful negotiation of terms? Did she turn her back on her own citizens there because the islands were thousands of miles away from the mainland United States? No, no, no. We will stand on principle, or we will not stand at all.
That was a great, and we have to assume that Meryl Streep is going to be nominated for this.
This is one of the absolute sure things.
Yeah, Bob, I know you wanted to throw one more in there. This is not exactly a British war, but it is based on the work of an Englishman who certainly knew something about war, William Shakespeare, and the film is Coriolanus,
which is Ralph Fiennes doing a contemporary soldiers in camouflage version that's set in what is pretty clearly Serbo-Croatia, although it's Shakespeare's story. They say something about it being a place that calls itself Rome. Mm. The weapons, however, are modern. The language is pure Shakespeare.
If any think brave death outweighs bad life and that his country is dearer than himself, let him alone. Or so many so minded wave thus to express his disposition and follow Martius. Make you a sword of me!
And when all hell breaks loose in the warfare, it's absolutely clearly 21st century. And what is interesting to me is that we get five periods in these four films. They take us from what I was describing earlier as a civilized war, World War I, to war undercover, the Cold War, to war as kind of showboating for Maggie Thatcher, the Falklands, to war as pure barbarity of ethnic cleansing. It's a real downward slide.
That's All Things Considered film critic Bob Mondello. Bob, thank you so much.
Oh, it's always a pleasure.